Blog Talk Radio.
Shout out to Adrian Adonis. Yeah. This ain't no video game. Yeah. This life will only give you 1 year. That's where my brothers, we are locked up in a brutal scene.
Damn.
Fuck underground, I'm thunderbound. Damn. So point the arrow now. Damn. I built the pyramids and rose the sun, so call me Pharaoh now.
Rabbit
that's just some food for thought, so take it like a protein.
Yeah.
I live in places that's so anti-black and pro-green. Money
Damn.
Over Africans, but we ain't really Africans.
African.
Divide us like we fractions, so we won't reclaim our past again.
God
so tell your fucking pastor, Robin Master, take a class again.
Yeah.
Cause I'm gonna show these people there's no need for you to ask a man. Just get up on your knees and talk to God, don't worry about your sin. I'm telling you the truth, my words, my bond, and I can vouch for him. This light up in the tunnel, can't you see it? Use your glasses, damn. I'm tired of all my people, see that's niggas with no action plan. And I didn't choose to rap, he just fell into a backup plan. So let it go so he can show you how he's built a master plan.
I rise with the sun.
Even if you ain't the same, and treat your lady with respect, even if she hates your vein. It's easier to do the bad, I'm urging you to please refrain. Read about some righteousness or open up a business, man. If you don't really feel this, turn it off and toss it in the drain. Cause I ain't got no feelings for no sheep who's lost without his brain. Michael Brown, he left me with a frown, but he should've known better, man. When they're looking for a reason to put a bullet in his letter, man. And don't you get the clue that all these people scared of all us, cause we made it through that slavery by Rolexes and Rovers. And you can't hold us down, we hold the crown for majors before us. And though you play with money, we still know that you below us. Now look what you done did, I'm so mixed, I'm just mixed up. Cause I can see the point of every picture with these scriptures. If you never take a handout, you can never be a victim. So I don't participate inside these pretty little prisms. Money, military, college.
Welcome. This is Dr. Will Rogers, a.k.a. Master Teacher 33. And today is Monday, April the 6th. Monday, April the 6th of 2015. And the time is 12 noon, Central Time. As always, we have another outstanding show scheduled for you today. And as you know, I like to get right into the meat of the message. I know your time is valuable. I respect you and I respect your time, so I do not want to waste your time. I want to spend as much time revealing, explaining, illuminating, and simplifying the word of God, the word of Yahuwah and his son, Yahushua. So today, my brother, today must be a very, very, very important topic. We want to talk about magnum opus. Now, this message, like all of my messages, comes with a severe warning, extreme warning, important warning, whatever word you want to use, but at the end of the day, we have to over and understand that it's very, very important, my brothers and sisters, when we're talking about these topics, that you understand the depth of the conversation that we are discussing with you today. Now, if there is someone in the chat room, if you can give me a thumbs up and let me know that the sound let me know that the sound is coming through okay there in the chat room. I just want to double check on the sound because I'm using a different system today. And bear with me 1 second. Let me make sure everything's coming through okay. Because today's message is very, very important, my brothers and sisters. I mean, they all are important, but today's message is extremely, extremely important. It's extremely hazardous. This is going to be probably a 1 or 2 part series. There's no way I can get through all of the message in this 30-second time slot that we got today. So let me double-check here. I'm just double-checking with if one of the guests in the sound room could just let me know, or the chat room, let me know if the sound is okay. That way I can proceed just to make sure that everything is coming through okay. Today, brothers and sisters, we're talking about the great work. We're talking about magnum opus. Now, the reason why today's topic is so important because this is a Latin phrase or a Latin word, and Latin meaning great work. It refers to the alchemist's understanding of this ideal that is called the great work. Now, most of us have never heard of this term. Most of the average believers or the average people in Christendom that I'm aware of, when I mention this masterpiece that they call it in the occult community, they are really, really unfamiliar with it. And so this goes all the way back to the roots of the Paleo-Hebrew and the roots of all of the occult community and the roots of what we call religion and the goddess culture. A lot of what Christianity comes from and has to do with a lot of what they call the threefold law of return. All of these are esoteric, under over and understandings or words that has to do with exposing the root cause of this cosmogrator or this mask that is over Christendom or Christianity. So we have to remove the mask. And one of the ways of removing the mask is to under over and understanding the great work. So we have to expose spiritual corruption or what I call spiritual alchemy. And it is this ideal of under, over, and understanding what has taken place in spiritual alchemy. Now, when I say spiritual alchemy, brothers and sisters, it's very, very important that we don't get lost in these terms and these ideals. So, okay, great. So thank you so much, brother, for the thumbs up in the chat room for on the sound. And so when we talk about spiritual alchemy, brothers and sisters, we're talking about under, over, and understanding what that means. Now, spiritual alchemy, again, is just a term that talks about the transmutation of the soul. Now, the problem with spiritual alchemy or a spiritual alchemist, again, which you guys know I studied in Italy to under, over, and understand the term of spiritual alchemy. A spiritual alchemist, again, is someone who under, over, and understands the law of equivalency or equivalent exchange. So something of equal value must be given to receive something of value. These are all terms that you don't find in Christianity today. Now, the question that you should be asking yourself when you look at the Hermetic, when you look at we can go through all of the ancient history and all of the ancient religions, all of the ancient cultures, and talk about the microcosm or the macrocosm and the cosmic man and the divine harmony that's between numbers and numerology and how all of this stuff comes, how all of this information comes into place. The problem is everybody gets lost in the shuffle, meaning it's information overload. Now, when we look at the word inside of the Helios Biblios, born again, when Jesus told Nicodemus that you must be born again, that word in the original Greek has to do with repetition of life. That's where the ideal comes from for reincarnation. Now, most believers don't know that. They haven't done the research. And I say that with all respect because I didn't do the research either. So when we look at magnum opus, now that's a Latin phrase. I may or may not be pronouncing it correctly. Incorrect pronunciation is actually a good thing when you're talking about these esoteric terms because it is the act of pronunciation of these terms that invokes the work. Now, this Latin word means, and notice the word Lucifer is a Latin word, and notice the Latin Vulgate. It is the Latinization of
Christendom are the Latinization of ancient texts that establishes the Luciferian agenda. Now, all of the powers that be know this. This is nothing new. So that is why you will find that Latin is used in the Roman Catholic Church. And this Latinization of the Latin is the great work. So Latin is Satan, Satanarius. Now, am I saying people who are Latin are bad? No. Am I saying the Latin, everything that has to do with anything to do with Latin is bad? No. All I'm saying, brothers and sisters, is that the Latinization of linguistics is associated with the work. So the work is always in Latin, because Latin is Luciferian, or Lucifer, and Lucifer is Satan. Now, they're not the same person, but it is the introduction of the light bringer, or the light bearer, or Lucifer. All alchemists understand the great work, the great mystery. They understand to be born again. They understand the Latinization. Now, brothers and sisters, when I say the Latinization, what do I mean? When I say the Latinization, it simply means, brothers and sisters, that, wow, you have to understand that the rabbit trail goes so deep. For me to sit here and say or try to explain in this show or any show what's included in the work would be ludicrous. I would be doing you a disservice, and I would be lying to you if I told you that I could tell you everything that you need to know in this 30 minutes or in an hour. Now, this book, Magnum Opus, is one of the 10 books of the series of 2015 that every listener listening to this show must have. This book is not sold separately. I will not sell this book unless you have all the other books. Because if I sell you this book alone, it's going to create confusion. This book is one of the most dangerous book I've ever written. This information is some of the most dangerous information I've ever written, I've ever read in my life. This book messed me up for years. It is the Jewish conspiracy and hoax that has been exposed or transformed are transfigured. So many Christians believe they don't understand the Christian program or the programming. And so they don't understand that spiritual corruption, it is the corruption of spiritual alchemy and the Helios Biblios of the Bible. Now, what that is saying is that someone somewhere in history decided to change how Salvanus, now Soterius, all of these are historical people. Salvation and the bringing about of the transmutation of the soul have been manipulated. Now, we don't know if we got the real deal or we don't. We don't know if we got, you know, as you guys already know, I went through all of the names inside of the Bible, all the titles, Lord, God, Elohim, Eloah, El Shaddai, Elion. All of these has to do with fallen angels, fallen entities. Now, I read and I read all the time, and hopefully you followed along, and you know in Jeremiah 8:8, Jeremiah 26, where it talks about that the name of God has been removed, and the people who now have the name, they don't have it. I've read the scripture in Proverbs where it says, what is the name of God if you know it? God himself will send you a strong delusion so that way you will believe the lie. 2 Thessalonians chapter 2. So the Hebrews were a stiff-necked people. That's what the scripture says. So magnum opus or opus magnanimous or magnum is a plural word that means magna opera or the opera of the magnum. It is a Latin word that has to do or refers to the great work. It means the greatest achievement that someone can obtain. Now, it is always associated with art or an artist or a musician. That's the cover. Again, everything has two meanings. It is exoteric and esoteric. So the brain manifests whatever you believe. If you believe it has to do with just art, the brain will manifest whatever you believe, not what is real. Let me say that again. The brain manifests whatever you believe. You believe. Doesn't matter if it's true or not. The brain is an amplifier. That's it. It amplifies thought. Thought controls water. You, my brother, you, my sister, your body is made up of 70 to 80% water. So if I were to control you, I got to control your thoughts. Religion, Christianity especially, is a program designed to control. All religions, all movements, anywhere on any planet is a corruption of the old ancient text. Do you know that Wicca, witching, witchcraft is Judeo-Christianity harmonized? One of the major goals of Christianity is to destroy the past and replace it with fictitious versions of the past. Now, you may be scratching your head because maybe you have not read about Constantine. Maybe you don't know anything about Vespasian. Maybe you have been listening to my shows and you know nothing of the Latinization. You know nothing of the Vulgate. You know, you haven't researched the Texas Receptus. Maybe you haven't heard of the Maserat Jews. Maybe you haven't listened to the show that I did on Harold Rosenthal. Maybe you know nothing of the Jewish Talmud. Maybe you haven't read it. I don't understand. Maybe you don't know anything about Egyptology. Maybe you don't understand about the pharaohs and where they came from. Maybe you haven't researched the fallen one. All of these, my brothers and sisters, are things that you must study to show yourself approved. Christianity is based upon a lot of altered rites and teachings. Now, I'm talking about Constantine's version, 1611, after 1611. So we got to go before 1611 and find out what the true essence of real Christendom is, or Christianity, or we got to get rid of it. Because what we have right now is Wicca and witchcraft. But most people I know have not studied Wicca or witchcraft. Most people have not studied. So they don't understand that Wicca is Christianized paganism. Wicca, again, is a version of witchcraft. But if you haven't studied Wicca, then you don't understand what I'm saying. And that's the enemy's job. The enemy's job is to make sure that you don't read the threefold law of return. And you don't understand what I'm saying today. And so when I talk about the spiritual alchemy of the Bible and why Satanists believe that what they have is the greatest thing on the planet, then they don't, you don't understand it. Ancient religions was based upon creating an alternate version of the original. Now, there is a way by which to transform the human soul into a, quote-unquote, an immortal soul. There's a way to do that. That's why the scripture talks about being born again. But the problem is, how do you do that? Do you just respond to an altar call and it's done? Can you just drop the name of Jesus and it's done? Now, the Bible says that in the last day, people will stand before the Father, and they will say, Lord, Lord, I heal the sick in your name. I did this in your name. I did that in your name. And he will say, depart from me, you worker of iniquity. I never knew you. Ye worker of iniquity. That means they didn't do the great work because they haven't heard of it. I have never heard a Reverend Dr. Bishop teach magnum opus, the great work. Why? They never heard of it. Now, they're teaching salvation, Constantine version. But what does salvation consist of before Constantine? What does salvation consist of before? So no one had the ability to transmute the soul before Yahushua? What did the great work of Moses consist of? What did Solomon do? Yahushua himself says that all who came before me are thieves and robbers. That's a dangerous statement. Yahushua dropped some dangerous statements when he was on the planet. Now, you should be asking yourself the same thing I'm asking myself. What does all of this have to do with me? Well, John 3:3 said, Jesus answered and he said unto him, verily, verily, I say unto thee, except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. John 3:7 says, marvel not that I say unto you that you must be born again. 1 Peter 1:23 says the same thing, being a born again, not of the corruptible seed, but of the incorruptible seed, by the word of God, which liveth and abideth forever. So it is something about being born again, which means to, to be born anew, which means the great work, which means spiritual transmutation, which means the transmutation of the soul. But does it mean activating the kundalini? Is that what we're talking about? The activation of the kundalini? Well, when we look at the Bible, since most people that I talk to are ex-Satanists or ex-believers, those are my demographics. Now, the word born again, it talks about you must be born from above. You must be born anew. So when we see that word born again or born anew, we see the word gieno or gienna, which means to be begotten. So that means that we must be begotten again. So it has to do with being the offspring. It means to be regenerated, if you will. And it has to do with your nationality. It has to do with an individual of the same kind or the same sort or the same species. That's what it means. It means that it is the taking an individual and changing his nature so that his nature is the same kind or the same sort or the same kindred or the same stock or the same diversity or the same offspring or the same family or the same race or the same nationality of another. So there is a way by which to change an individual's nature so that way his nature changes from one way to another. That's the great work. That's what salvation is. Salvation, I'm gonna take a bad seed, and the Greek is genos. Comes from another Greek word, genomai. So the Greek word genomai means, again, to come into existence. To arise from or to change one existence into another. That's the great work. But the problem is how to achieve the great work has been lost. It has been manipulated. That's why Yahushua told in Matthew 23, woe unto you scribes and Pharisees, you yourselves cannot enter into my kingdom, and you prohibit other people from entering into my kingdom. How? Latin. Why you can't enter into the kingdom, brother? Why can't you enter into the kingdom, sister? The Latinization of the great work. Latin is Satan. Latin is Satan. You will find all Luciferian stuff is in that Latin. Look at the Latin Vulgate. You will notice the first time Lucifer appears anywhere in history is in Latin. No other language, the name Lucifer is a Latin word. So by the introduction, anytime you want to know anything about anything dark side, you got to use Latin. Every spell conjured up is in Latin. Now, Latin, brother, is a very dangerous, linguistical program. We'll use that term. Because the word born again, it talks about, again, the word again, Jesus says, I am from above. You are from below. Everywhere you see the word again and the word above is from a Greek word, anothen. I triple there and recommend everybody, don't believe me. Jesus says, I am from above. And I think it's in the book of John. Look at the depth of the word above. It means anothen. The word anothen is a Greek word. Now, this is really, really important. It means from a higher place. We're talking about the great work. It means from heaven or from God. I'm reading from Strong Concordance number G509, anothen. That means, again, to be born again, to be born anew, to be born from above. This is where Jesus is from. Now, everybody says that they want to go where Jesus, they want to do what Jesus did. Jesus, now, whether you believe in Jesus, another story, another time. Let's say, okay, forget about Jesus, the person. Let's talk about Jesus, the spirit. Let's talk about what he did. Let's just talk about miracles. Oh, you want to do miracles, right? How do you turn water into wine? How do you levitate? How do you transfigure yourself like they did in Star Trek? Beam me up, Scotty. How do you walk through walls? How do you defy the laws of gravity? Animal. The Greek word anothen means things which came from heaven or God. The Greek word anothen means the things that's from the first, from the beginning, from the very first. It means anew. It means over again, indicating repetition. Let me say it again. The Greek word anothen means anew, over again, indicating repetition. It means something that is done in repetition. So we know that faith comes by hearing and hearing and hearing and hearing. Repetition. How did you learn your multiplication tables? How did you learn how to read and write? The way that we learn, the way that you learn, is through repetition. Anothen. That's what Yahushua says. Yahushua says, I'm from a place that we use repetition. Where do you think they got reincarnation from? It is now again, follow me. Let me read it. It means also, the word anothen in the Greek, it means wrongly denied by many in John and Galatians, John 3:3, where others explain it from above, i.e. from heaven. But according to this explanation, Nicodemus ought to have wondered how was it possible for another to be born from heaven. Now, I'm reading right out of Strong Concordance. But he did not say, according to, and again, it's quoting some other people, Westcott, then it mentions the page number. And then it says, of the repetition of the physical birth, which we read in Aratem, A-R-T-E-M, and Josephus, Antiquities, chapter 1, 18. So there is two meanings to this word. Some people say it means from above, of repetition of physical birth. Any Reverend Dr. Bishop ever told you that? So this is a scriptural reference to what some people call reincarnation that is taught in the East, not taught in the West. Now, am I saying that this, now let me read it again. Of the repetition or the reversions or the regenerating of a physical birth, repetition. It means physical birth. It means coming into a physical birth over and over again through repetition. Through the repetition of the physical birth, the great work is accomplished. Again, and it lists Socrates, Mator, Canon, Origen, all of these, Graham. It lists a litany of people that I've read, of guys who study history. Now, let me make sure you understand what I'm saying. First meaning of the word, from above, from a higher place. And it lists the reference, from heaven. This is the references. Then it says another meaning, repetition. Repetition, but what type of repetition? Repetition of the physical birth. Now, brothers and sisters, we're just scratching the surface. We haven't even begun yet. Tomorrow we will pick up with part two. Now, in part two, I got to reveal, explain, illuminate, and simplify some stuff that's going to really blow your cookies. Because, again, this one word, this Latin phrase, has to do with the under, over, and understanding. So I need to break this down for you. Now, first of all, you got to get the book. I don't sell this book by itself. It's too dangerous to read by itself because it'll mess up your theology. But if you read it with the other 10 books in context, it makes perfect sense. And so magnum opus is the great work or to be born again. However, there's a Latin way of doing it, and then there is a Constantine way of doing it, and then there's a real way of doing it. So we've got to look at all three so you can see Latin is Satan, born again is repetition, and the true great work is through salvation. So you can go through Latin, Satan, you can go through repetition, East, or you can go through the true Savior, Yahushua. Which one you got? That, my brothers and sisters, is only taught in some very dangerous places. It's called the threefold law of return. The threefold law of return. Three different ways to do the great work, but only one of them is the right way. My brothers and my sisters, again, this is Dr. Will Rogers, a.k.a. Master Teacher 33. We will continue this didactic discourse mañana. God willing, of course. Again, This is one of the 10 books that I'm highly recommending. I was originally selling these books for $4,000. I've dropped it down to complete again. It's $100 for all 10 books. This book is not included. If you now, you can buy one book by itself, but you can't buy this one. There's three books that you can't buy unless you buy all 10. Because they just, I'm not going to do that to you. I'm not here to create deformation. I'm here to create transformation. Now, again, email me at masterteacher33.com at gmail.com. That email address again, masterteacher33.com. Masterteacher33.com at gmail.com. And let me know, Doc, I'm interested in that 10 set series 2015. Again, this is a collection of books that I believe is going to totally remove all, it'll answer every spiritual question that you have. We'll put it that way. Any spiritual question that you have, because it's the same spiritual questions that I have that nobody can answer. So I put them inside of these 10 books. My brothers and my sisters, God bless you. His name is Yahuwah. May the sun bless you. His name is Yahushua. We're going to break that down too. And may the Ruach, the set apart one, continue to lead you and guide you into all truth. And as always, my brother, as always, my sister, I will see you in eternity. God bless you.
Y'all need to wake up now, but no, this ain't a pyramid scheme. Like the police, yeah, I'm still on the scene. After I murdered and flee, reality, you wouldn't murder or flee. It's all truth if you heard it from me. Verbal or circle and seems firmly a virtue, bring the world to its knees. So when I bless you, you should certainly sneeze. People don't purchase CDs, so I give it to them for free. Cause one bird in the house better than two in the tree. You still dreaming, thinking your career is something that's not. You kettle corn with something to pop. You still dreaming, pass a message if you run in the pot. Tell a mama hold it down and hold you up like all the traffic just stopped. It's like some people, it's like I let the sample sing to you. The truth is in the words, but it's all a dream to you. Or maybe your inception, Leonardo speak to you. DiCaprio tell you that you nice, snap out the acting, yo. You going us to get out of that shell like pistachios. So quit dreaming. Quit dreaming. 1, 2, 1, 2. Some dreams that dream, some dreams come true. A 1, 2, 1, 2. Some dreams that dream, some dreams come true. You just, it's just, I see.
Still dreaming.